And the acharyas have given many warnings. Don't stare at him for long. He can easily catch you through the sense of vision. He can easily catch you through the sense of hearing. He can easily catch you through his fragrance and the sense of nose. And each and every one of these senses is like he can place a hook on it and catch people like mercilessly, like hunters catch fishes. And this person catches people by all their senses at once. So be very careful, because once you get caught in this, there's only going crazy, all right? So it's my duty to give you a warning in advance. Don't blame me later, I was just presenting Srila Rupa Goswami, all right? Don't blame me later. Of course, not only was she attracted, but all the other wonderful gopis of Sri Vrindavan were also attracted. And this person knew that they are all attracted. Of course, he was laying a big trap. The entire forest was there to set traps, and he had laid traps in the correct places. And all of them were attracted, and they came in the middle of the night. And when they came near him, he knew that they were standing near him. He closed his eyes as if he has not noticed anybody and continued to play the flute. At this point of time, they wanted him to stop playing the flute, but he's not stopping. He'll make them wait for at least half an hour before he opens his eyes. After some time, the gopis are a little jealous of the flute. The very nice verse composed by the devotee commentator Sri Harisuri in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I have rarely seen such a wonderful verse and wonderful poetry. This verse is in the same meter, Shardula Vikriditam. Let's sing together, dear devotees.
Saudham dhama mukhambujam bhagavato vakrasava prashanam shaya chadhar pallavotha mridula gushtasta duchirshakam angulyastava sevane niralasa brumahakimanyat sukham Ha ha vairini hai tathapi murali tvam naiti nidrapikim.
So the gopis are looking at the flute and a few of them say,
Saudham dham mukhambujam, O flute, you are most fortunate.
Why? Saudham dham mukhambujam, you needed a place to stay, you needed a home. And you got the best home in the world. And what is your home? Mukhambujam, his face, lotus-like face, Saudham Dhama, which is an abode of all beauty and all nectar. That is your home.
Bhagavato vakrasava prashanam.
And after getting a home, you also need to eat something. So you also got something very wonderful to eat. And what did you get to eat? Vaktra asava, the nectar coming out from his lower lip. It is your constant food 24 hours a day. So after a home and after getting something nice to eat, what do we do after eating nicely? Sleep.
Shaya.
Shaya. Your bed.
Chadhar pallavo,
his lower lip is your bed. His lower lip is your bed.
Tamridula angushtha staduchirshakam,
Some people get a bed with a pillow for the head. You got that? His lower lip. Some fortunate people also get a pillow for the feet. You also got that. Because you also have a pillow for your feet. And what is that pillow? His thumbs, on the other hand, are the pillows that you got for your feet. Now, what more do you want? Oh, of course. Angulyastava sevane niralasa. In Sanskrit, the term anguli means finger. And anguli is feminine gender. So these angulis, these fingers, these ladies are constantly pressing your feet while you lie down. Brumah kimanyat sukham. Tell me, what more happiness do you need? Ha ha vairini. Oh, enemy. Etathapi murali. Oh, flute. After all these comforts, tvam naiti nidrapi kim. Why don't you finally go to sleep? Wow.
Wow.
So you can understand a rasik by the way he composes poetry. You can understand that this person is neither an atikami nor is he an atityagi. He is that perfect balance. Na nirvinno na ati sakto bhakti yogasya siddhida. Here is the translation, Pranavalla Prabhu.
Oh, Murali, for your residence, you have lotus-like face of Krishna. For your drinking, you have his lip nectar. His lower lip as your resting bed. His soft thumbs are your raised pillows. Various fingers are engaged in pressing your feet. What greater happiness can there be? Alas, oh flute, despite all these comforts, why don't you ever go to sleep?
So there are many verses like this. This is not the only verse that he composes expressing the jealousy of the gopis on seeing the flute. There are many verses like this which he composed on the Vrindavan pastimes of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He composed around 4,650 verses like this and named his literature Bhakti Rasayanam, which is the tonic of bhakti. The Ayurvedic tonic of bhakti, and this tonic is supposed to be drunk through the ears, and after drinking this tonic he promises, I'll intoxicate you enough that you will end up on the other side of the material world. Yeah. But very difficult verses, some of them, so he makes you work hard for it. He doesn't make it an easy ride. In this way there would be many confidential pastimes here in Vrindavan, in Govardhan. When Krishna was younger, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, they would celebrate Holi every year, and the boys would celebrate with the boys and the gopis would celebrate with the gopis. But suddenly, when they were 9 years old, suddenly a feeling of rivalry developed between both groups. And you can see here in the background, today we have a particular Leela. Which Leela is that?
Holi
Leela. And yesterday was Nauka, boat pastimes. So today is Holi Leela, and of course, how can there not be some description of Holi Leela? In the Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada mentions how when Krishna Balram were 9 years of age and the gopis were also around that same age, during the time of Holi, because Shivratri will just be in a few days, Phalgun Krishna Chaturdashi, and after Shivratri, after a few days, there is Phalgun Purnima. And Phalgun Purnima this year will be 3rd, 4th of March. So that day is Holi. So when Phalgun Purnima arrived and Shri Krishna was 9 years of age, suddenly the boys got together and decided, all the gopas got together and decided, this year we'll take good revenge. from the gopis. We'll teach them a very good lesson. Of course, they were not knowing that similar planning is going on in the other camp. See, some of Krishna's friends are very faithful, and some friends are also faithful, but they sometimes leak some information accidentally. So, somehow or other, information reached Srimati Radharani that the gopas are planning to teach us a good lesson this time on Holi. So she said, "All right, we know how to give a proper fitting reply to such people." So they also started preparing, and there many varieties of color were collected. Shri Krishna's group also, when the day of Holi, they also got together, collected many varieties. They got together in Chakravyuh, that is what, you know, it says. They got together in a circular arrangement, and they were discussing what to do, how will we attack the gopis. And then suddenly somebody came and informed them that they are also planning a similar attack on us. So suddenly there is nervousness on both sides. Sri Radha and the Sakhi said, "What should we do?" And here Sri Krishna and the Sakhas are also thinking, "What should we do? We should know the plan of the other side." So Sri Radha, she said, "What we'll do is we'll send an elderly gopi. And that gopi will pretend to be a neutral party and say that, you know, I have come in peace. Everybody should be on friendly terms. So I've just come in peace, and I have come here to tell you that there is no real enmity between gopis and yourself. So, you know, let's be good friends." So an elderly gopi was sent. Sri Jiva Goswami describes in Gopal Champu, elderly gopi was sent. And when this gopi came, she started her Shanti Prastav, her message of peace. And when she started narrating her message of peace, Krishna and Madhu Mangal, they said that this old lady, she looks suspicious. Maybe she is genuine, maybe she is not genuine. Let's just capture her and keep her here. Because if she is genuine, then we have nothing to worry. But if she is not genuine, she will go back and convey our secrets. So let's capture her and keep her here. So they captured her. So Sri Radha and the gopis are waiting, and nobody is coming back. On the other side, Sri Krishna sent Madhu Mangal as peacekeeper from his side. So when Madhu Mangal came to the other side, say, I come in peace. You know, those boys, they always make fun of my eating habits. And truly I feel like-minded to your group, O Sri Radha. Lalita Vishakha, they understood. Our messenger has not returned. And the messenger from the enemy side has come. So Lalita Vishakha told her, "They have captured our messenger. Better capture him." So they captured him. And all the gopis, Lalita on one side, he was wearing this uttariya, upper cloth. She pulled the upper cloth and said, "All the gopis, dress him like a lady." So they dressed him like a lady, and they painted half his face black and put a round circle, black round circle around one of ear. So this was... These pastimes are described in two books. One is the Gopal Champu of Srila Jiva Goswami, and another is Madhukeli Valli of Sri Govardhan Bhatt Goswami. These are two books in which this pastime of Holi is described. So I am just telling the authentic sources of these pastimes. So in this way, and they captivated him, they captured him. And here Sri Krishna, he also told all his friends, call some elderly gopis from nearby and tell them to change the clothes of this gopi and dress her up in masculine clothes. So they dressed her up in dhoti and, you know, some uttariya, and they put funny color, they put a mustache around her like this. So finally both parties were ready for a final showdown. On the holy day, not H-O-L-Y, H-O-L-I, on the holy day, so they came near each other, and the devotee Sri Jiva Goswami says there was big time quarrel between both parties. So as both parties approached each other, Sri Radha said to Sri Krishna that we have a very beautiful gopi, but she is not able to find a suitable husband. Can you find a suitable husband for her? And they presented Madhu Mangal with half black face and one round circle around the head. Shri Krishna said, yes, I have the perfect match for him. And so in Hindi we say jhagda, jhagda, you know. What is jhagda? Quarrel, lots of quarrel, lots of quarrel. Vrindavan means lots of quarrel. Lots of quarrel. See, this is something he used to miss terribly in Dwarka. Because nobody dares to quarrel with Bada Maharaj in Dwarka. He used to miss terribly. If he wants to quarrel with somebody, there's nobody to quarrel with. Even if he raises his voice, yes, I'm sorry, Maharaj. Please don't chop my head off. So, he used to terribly miss these things of Sri Vrindavan. Because in the heart of his heart, he's a cowherd. And you put a cowherd in the role of a king, and he's a complete misfit for that particular role. And we saw a short glimpse of that in the morning talk by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. How? Although he is a cowherd at heart, he is being forced into a role where he has to play the king. And the Bhagavatam describes after one point of time, he gave up the kingdom and Maharaj Ugrasen was ruling. He said, I am no longer interested in ruling this particular kingdom. Maharaj Ugrasen used to rule. And that's the reason why Padmavati got a little nervous. Because although Maharaj Ugrasen is the official ruler, Maharaj Ugrasen is only ruling by the mercy of Sri Krishna. So Shri Krishna decides to give everything to the Vrajavasis, Maharaj Ugrasen will have to become a servant of the cowherds. And this was the great hesitation of fear of Padma. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada calls Padma Niti. Padma Niti is the logic of Padma. That in exchange for devotional service, I want dhanam, janam, sundarim. I want some money. I want some followers. So that he called Padma Niti, the logic of Padma. Anyways, so there was lots of quarrelling in Sri Vrindavan, and Sri Jiva Goswami says, there is no holy without gali. Alright? Here is a verse by Srila Jiva Goswami. The meter is Vasanta Tilakam, same as Brahma Samhita. Narmanga gali rudaka kshipa yantra yukte. Dandi prabadana nivardana geliriti. Kanta kriti vyati krita grahanam sakhina. Sahayakam yudhi babau hari hori kaya. Narmanga gali. The first thing that was exchanged was gali. Because no holy without gali. And what is gali, dear devotees? Loving abusive words. Now I am not going to specify those words here. Huh? Because then this will be the first class in ISKCON history where galis were given from the Vyasasana. I don't want to be the first one to give a gali from the Vyasasan. Narma Anga Gali. Gali is Narma Anga. Narma Anga is Anga, the most important part of Narma, loving relationship. You only give a gali to somebody whom you love. To all others, you do formality. Hare Krishna Prabhu, how are you? Is everything okay? But galis are reserved only for those individuals whom you love very much. Because perhaps a gali is an expression of one's anger, but it is also an expression of one's deep hidden expectations and love. So, the first expression of love was Narmanga Gali. Gali, which is the most important part of a loving relationship. Udaka Kshipa Yantra. Udaka Kshipa Yantra. Yantra is machine for spraying water. What is it called? Pichkari. That is Hindi term. Water gun. You know? So, Yantra Yukti. Water guns were ready. Dandi Prapatana. Sticks were there for threatening each other. And making the other party fall down on the ground in the mud by using sticks. Keli Riti. In this way there was play. Kanta Kriti Vyatikrita Grahanam. And making each other fall down and pulling each other, dragging each other into the mud. And once a year such an exercise is necessary for relieving all the pent up anger that one has against the other party. Sahayakam Yudhi Bhava. Yudhi, it was war. And all these were the instruments of war. Hari Hori Kaya. This was Shri Krishna's holy. Dear devotees. Here is the translation.
During holy celebrations, there is Gali, giving loving abusive words, which are a very important part of a loving relationship. Besides Gali, there was profuse use of water spraying guns, etc. Making others fall down by using sticks. Attacks and counterattacks by the gopis and Krishna.
And no loving relationship can survive without quarrels. Quarrels are the most important part of a loving relationship. The most important part of a loving relationship. Please tell me, what is the most important part?
Quarrels.
Dear devotees, the opposite of love is not hatred. The opposite of love is indifference. It's very important to understand. The opposite of love is not hatred. The opposite of love is indifference. And so any quarrels are also an indication that the person has hopes and expectations and love towards us. And there's a wonderful verse. And this verse is not from Padyavali or from the Gaudiya Vaishnava previous acharyas. Sri Rupa Goswami has composed a similar verse, but I found this verse to be a much more developed version of what Sri Rupa Goswami had written. This verse is from the Subhashitavali of Vallabh Dev. It's such a wonderful verse which describes the entire cycle of prema, the entire cycle of love. An ocean is contained within this one single verse. And those who understand this one verse understand how love works in the spiritual world. And also how its perverted reflection works here in the material world. I'll specify this verse. This is from the Subhashitavali of Vallabh Dev. This verse is in the meter Harini, a very sweet meter. I'll sing this verse. I'll first divide the first line into three parts and then I'll sing the entire line. Alright? Please sing after me.
Samajaninata
Prematyaktam
Yadishada Birshaya Samajaninata Prematyaktam Yadishada Birshaya Sukha Sagi Nasa Virsha Vina Kalahenaya Sukha Na khalu kalaha sonyonyam yat prasadana varjita. Prasadana vide na sauyunam nayena vilelire.
This is Harini, very sweet meter, dear devotees. So, Sri Vallabhdev says, Samajani Natat Prema. And please repeat after me. That love is not love, which is devoid of even a slight trace of jealousy. Samajani Natat Prema Tyaktam Yad Ishadapi Irshaya. Jealousy here means a sense of possessiveness. That you are mine and you better behave in the way I ask you to behave, else you don't want to see what happens. So that love is not love which is devoid of even a slight trace of jealousy. Jealousy here means possessiveness. The next line says, Smara sukha sakhi na sa virsha vina kalahenaya. Please repeat after me. Jealousy too. Is not jealousy if it is devoid of a loving quarrel. So jealousy manifests, possessiveness has to manifest in the form of quarrel. Without quarrel, there is no possessiveness. And without possessiveness, there is no love. Alright, next. See, what is the last term of the second line? Quarrel. Let's take that term. Please repeat. Quarrel is not truly quarrel if it is devoid of the act of appeasement of the beloved. So at the end of the quarrel, there should be something. And what should there be? One of the person has to come and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It will not happen again next time. In the material world, sometimes there is no appeasement. Nobody appeases because they are too egoistic to apologize to each other. So it continues for months. But this is not the case with spiritual world. If they truly love each other, both of them will be eager to appease each other. And finally, see what is the last term here is appeasement. And please repeat. And appeasement is not really appeasement. If lovers do not merge their limbs in a loving embrace. This, dear devotees, is the entire cycle of prema. And this continues eternally in the spiritual world with Sri Radha Krishna. So jhagda, jhagda, lot of quarrel. Lot of quarrel has to take place. However, dear devotees, this quarrel went on till the age of 11 when Sri Krishna was here in Vraja. And at the age of 11, there was one particular person who arrived in Vraja and who spoiled everything. Yeah. This is the only person in Srimad Bhagavatam who is named the exact opposite of his nature. All others are named properly except for this person. And when Akrura arrived in Sri Vrindavan, he was rolling in the dust of Sri Vrindavan, and he got up, and then Akrura ended up saying something. And please repeat after me what Akrura said. Today I am most fortunate. And then the devotee commentator Sri Hari Sui says, he doesn't say I am fortunate. He doesn't say I am more fortunate. He says today I am most fortunate. And he gives a very wonderful reason behind Akrura feeling most fortunate on that particular day. And here is Akrura in the forest of Sri Vrindavan saying that I am most fortunate. Sri Hari Sui explains with a wonderful verse. This verse is in the meter Shikharini, Same as Jagannath Ashtakam, slightly difficult to sing meter. I'll sing, please repeat after me.
Nadadrik bhubago ya ihari pada abjarahito. Natadrik vavraksho hari karamriduspa vikala. Navadadrik jantur hari sadaya viksha virahita. Padupalabdham kathamaho.
So, Sri Akrura is saying, please hear carefully, dear devotees.
Natadrik bhubhago, natadrik bhubhago.
He says, in this entirety of Rajamandal, there is not even a single inch of land. Ya iha Hari Padabja Rahito. Is there any inch of land in Vrindavan which is devoid of the touch of Hari's feet? Please tell me, yes or no?
No.
Each and every inch here has been touched by the lotus feet of Sri Hari. So dear devotees, please tell me, in yes or no, didn't the land of Sri Vrindavan get the remnants of Sri Hari? Yes or no?
Yes.
It got the remnants of Sri Hari. And in this land, dear devotees, trees are growing. So these trees are nurturing themselves upon the remnants of Hari. I hope you are able to understand. The trees got some prasad. And therefore, they are growing on this prasad that they got from the bhumi, from the sand, from the land. And when the trees receive the prasad, the mercy of Bhagwan Hari, they also become overjoyed. And
Natadrik Vavriksho Hari Karamriduspa Vikala,
and the trees also get something additional. What do they get? Not only do they get the touch of Hari's feet, they also get the touch of Hari's hands like this. While he's walking, he casually touches all the trees in Vrajamandal. And they become so happy that they give out their remnants in the form of fruits. So the fruits are the remnants of Hari. And the birds are eating the remnants of those remnants of Hari. The animals are eating the remnants of the remnants.
Nadadrigva jantur,
all the animals and birds eat. So they get the remnants of Hari. But they also get another additional flavor, an additional favor.
Hari sadaya viksha virahitas.
Krishna personally glances at each and every one of them within their eyes with a very merciful glance. Something which the trees don't get. So Krishna not only touches them with his feet, not only touches them with their hands, but also Krishna glances using his eyes. So they become so overjoyed that they give out their joy in the form of singing loudly. So the singing loudly of the birds and animals is the remnant of the remnant of the remnant of Hari. And today I, Akrur, I am hearing this singing of the birds and animals. So the trees are fortunate. The birds and animals are more fortunate. And I, Akrura, I am most fortunate. Because today, not only am I getting these sweet sounds to hear, today I will also get the touch of Hari's feet. Today I will meet Krishna, Krishna will put his foot on my head. Today Krishna will touch me using his hands, and today Krishna will also glance within my eyes. So I see some of you are crying, dear devotees. When you cry, there is no vow, isn't it? Of course there is. As I said, in every rasa, there has to be something, vow. But the vow is not right now. Maybe later when you reflect, you will say, wow, that was a nice verse. Sometimes the vow comes immediately. Sometimes the vow comes afterwards. Wow, that was a nice verse. Here is the translation. Kindly read.
Good Akura's thoughts. There's not even a small portion of land here that remains untouched by Arjuna's lotus feet. Neither is there a single tree that has not experienced the joyous agitation of being touched by Arjuna's soft hands. Nor is there a single living entity here who has remained devoid of his merciful glance. How wonderful! How did it happen today, after millions of lifetimes, that I obtained the good fortune of all these entities at once? Certainly it is due to the culmination of my immense good fortune.
Yes. So he is not fortunate, he is not more fortunate, he is most fortunate. But the Vrajavasis are going to be most unfortunate at this point of time. Of course, his purpose was to act as a faithful messenger, charioteer of Kamsa, and to bring Shri Krishna back to Mathura. And for those who have given everything to Shri Krishna, for those who have done everything for the pleasure of Shri Krishna, for such Vrajavasis to be separated from Shri Krishna was the highest pain that they could have experienced ever. And this is not material pain, dear devotees. It is an expression of the highest bhakti rasa. When he was seated on the chariot and he lied through his teeth and he spoke the greatest lie in the universe. And what was that lie? I'll come back. And when he spoke that greatest lie, he knew that he'll not come back. But he's habituated to lying. He's habituated to lying. Dear devotees, from a brahmana you can expect speaking the truth. But for somebody who's born in Vaishya Jati, Vaishya is merchant. They sustain their livelihood by speaking half truth, half lies. Go to any merchant and ask him what is the price of this particular thing. They will not tell you the true price. Lying is rooted within this particular jati. Narad Muni says in the 7th canto, Satyanritabhyam. They live by speaking half truths, half lies. So he said, I'll come back. It was only half truth, because he'll send Uddhav as his messenger, but he'll not come personally. And so the gopis knew that he was lying, and they asked him something as he was departing on the chariot to go to Mathura. This verse is by Sri Jiva Goswami in the Gopal Champu. This verse is in one of the longest meters in Sanskrit poetry, Sragdhara. I'll try to sing it. Please repeat after me.
Gachannesha tvamadya Spurasida itabokam sagatam vidhaya Svikartum rajatamta Kathamatha bhavata dagatiste vrajaya Tasmadasmabhirarthyam Tadidamiha bhavamstatra nana viraja Tirthe sarvarthadena Smriti manu tadata manjali nam trayani. You might have heard this meter somewhere also.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Vaishnavamscha. So this is the meter, Sragdhara. Srag is garland, long garland, Sragdhara, a lady who wears a long garland. As I have said previously, most of the beauty in this world and in the spiritual world is invested in the feminine gender by Bhagavan. Shri Krishna may be most beautiful, but there is somebody whom Shri Krishna is also helplessly attracted to, and that entity is not in the masculine gender. That entity is in which gender? Feminine. So most of the beauty in this world is invested in the spiritual world also is invested in the feminine gender. Most of the meter names are feminine. And the highest amount of love in the spiritual world is also shown by feminine entities, the gopis of Sri Vrindavan. As he is leaving, they say, Gachchan esha tvamadya. You are going today. Spurasi dayita bhokam saghatam vidhaya. Dayita, O Lord of life, kam saghatam vidhaya. Today you have a desire within your heart that you want to kill Kamsa. And you are saying to us, I'll come back. But don't lie to us, Krishna. You're a very terrible liar. Because we know why you are going. Svikartum rajatam tat. After Kamsa is killed, who will be the new king? Please tell me. Krishna. And has it ever happened, dear devotees, that after becoming a king, a person has returned back to cowherd life? Kathamatha bhavatad. How is it possible, Krishna? Agatiste vrajaya. That you will return to vraja. Krishna, stop lying. We know you will never return back. Tasmat, therefore, at least do one thing. Asmabhiratyam, for us. We never asked you for any gift till now. Will you give us one gift, Krishna? At least this one gift you should give us. And what is that gift? When you go to Mathura, Tatra Nana Virajat Tirthe, there are many holy lakes and ponds there. And when you go there, go take a dip in those holy ponds and send us a gift of 3 palms of water. For those of us who don't understand, 3 palms of water are only given as oblations to those who are dead. So we couldn't get any gift from you in this life. At least we'll receive something in the afterlife from you.
O Lord of our lives, today, your entertaining thoughts of accomplishing the death of Kamsa and accepting the monarchy of Mathura. How will your return to Raja ever be possible? It's impossible. Therefore, kindly do one last thing for us. In the various desire-fulfilling holy rivers and lakes around the city of Mathura, please remember us and send us a gift of 3 palms of water.
Of course, he left on the chariot, and when he left on the chariot went in the far distance, and they were gazing at the chariot, and the flag on top of the chariot was going down, and they were hoping that he'll send them a gift of 3 palms of water. And they watched the chariot all the way till the flag goes down. And when the flag went down and they could no longer see the chariot, at that time Sri Radha collapsed on the ground. And this verse was uttered by her. This verse was later uttered by Sri Madhavendra Puri at the time of leaving his body. This verse is in the meter Vyogini. The meaning of Vyogini is a lady separated from her lover. ऐ दीन दयाद्र नाथ हे ऐ दीन दयाद्र नाथ हे मधुरानाथ कदावलोक्यसे मधुरानाथ कदावलोक्यसे हृदयं वदलोककातरम् हृदयं द्वदलोककातरम् दयितब्राह्म्यति किं करोम्यहम् दयितब्राह्म्यति किं करोम्यहम् नौ नो वरिङ्ग् अबौट् पेरेण्ट्स् आर् इन् लास् शी फेल् आन् द ग्रौण्ड् She collapsed on the ground and this was the verse uttered by her. Ai Deena Daya Ardra Natha Deena Daya Ardra. You are Ardra. Your heart is supposed to be moist because of Daya, because of mercy on Deena, those who are fallen. This is what we had heard about you. This was your reputation. Ai Deena Daya Ardra. Your heart was moist due to mercy on the fallen ones. That is what we heard. Today we are truly fallen on the ground. We fell, we collapsed on the ground. Mathuranath, O King of Mathura, Kada avalokyase, when will we see you again? Hridayam twad aloka kataram. My heart is shattered by not seeing you. Daita, my love, Brahmyati, my mind is swooning. Kim karomyam, I don't know what to do now. I have absolutely no idea what to do with my life now. I'm okay, Krishna, if you love many women. That's all right. At least come back.
My Lord, O merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now?
Singing this verse, Sri Madhavendra Puri had given up his body. Dear devotees, the success of the presentation is not that I could make you laugh. To make the audience laugh is pretty easy. The success of the presentation is in making the audience cry. Because crying for Krishna is the success of the human form of life. And therefore, it is very important that we learn how to cry for Bhagavan. And if you could cry, even within your heart, if your heart moved in that direction, please know that Srila Rupa Goswami's presentation of the Padyavali was a success. After some time, Sri Radha got more agitated and spoke again. Dalati hridayam gaadodvegam dvidhana tu vidyate dalati hridayam gaadu dvegam dvidanadu vidyate vadi vikala kayo murcham namunchati chetana vadi vikala kayo murcham namunchati chetana jwalayati tanu mantarda karo dinavasma sa mantarda karo dinavasma sa prahradi vidir marma chedi nakrindati jivitam marma chedi nakrindati jivitam Dalati Hridayam, God Udvegam, God Udveg. This terrible anxiety, Dalati, is hammering my heart again and again. Dvidhanatu Vidyate. There's only one problem. It doesn't break my heart into two pieces. Because you know, if my heart is broken into two pieces, I'll die and all my problems will be solved forever. Vahati vikalah kayo murcham. My body is fainting again and again. There's only one problem. Namunchati chetanam. It doesn't faint forever. Because if it faints forever, my problems will end. Jwalayati tanum antarda. I don't know what fire inside my body is burning me. But there's only one problem. Karoti na bhasmasat. It doesn't burn me externally. Because if it burns me externally, my problems will be over. Praharati vidhir, as if vidhi, fate itself is wounding my soul today with a weapon. Nakrintati jivitam, the only problem is that it doesn't tear my soul apart. Let any one of these things happen today. Happy are those people who die out of separation. The worst life is that of a person who has to live in separation. And I don't want to be that one. I don't want to be that unfortunate Radha who kept waiting for him forever. Dear devotees, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's name is mentioned thousands of times. And her name is not mentioned even once. Sri Shukadeva Goswami indirectly mentions her. But there is no direct mention of her name. This cruel injustice with the person who loved Bhagavan the most is present right here in our society.
My trembling heart is torn, but will not break in two. My wretched body is stunned, but will not lose consciousness permanently. A fire burns in my body, but it does not turn to ash. Faith wounds my heart, but will not destroy my life.
Immediately, somebody asked her, should we send somebody to bring him back from Mathura? She said no. And later he also ended up going to Dwarka. He didn't come back. He ended up going to Dwarka. And people used to say, should we send somebody to bring him back? Her reply was always no. Don't send anybody to bring him back. It is he who has promised. So he has to come. A gentleman should at least live up to the words that he gave. And so at one point of time when somebody asked her again, she spoke the following. The verse is in the meter Mandakranta. Please sing after me. Syana saukhyam yadapi balavad goshtham apte mukunde.
Syana saukhyam
यद्यल्पापि क्षतिरुदयते तस्य मागात् कदापि। अप्राप्तेस्मिन् यदपि नगराद् आर्तिरुग्रा भवेन्न। सौख्यं तस्य स्फुरति हृदि चेत् तत्र वासं करोतु। स्यान्नः सौख्यं यदपि बलवत्। आई अंडरस्टैंड वी ऑल विल बी ट्रेमेंडसली हैप्पी। सौख्यम गोष्ठम आपते मुकुंदे इफ मुकुंद रिटर्न्स बैक टू वृंदावन व्रज। बट आई से दिस, श्री राधा सेड, आई से दिस, यदि अल्पापि क्षतिरुदयते, इफ हिज रेप्यूटेशन विल बी हार्म्ड इवन अ लिटिल बिट, इफ हिज हैप्पीनेस विल बी हार्म्ड इवन अ लिटिल बिट बाय हिज कमिंग बैक, मा आघात कदापि, लेट हिम नेवर कम बैक। इफ देयर इज इवन अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ ट्रबल इन हिज हैप्पी रॉयल लाइफ, लेट हिम नेवर कम बैक। And I understand, apraptesmin yadapi nagarad aarti rugra bhaven. If he never comes back, aarti rugra, we will be in the most severe distress by not seeing him. But saukhyam tasya spurati hridi chet. But if he is happy by not coming back, tatra vasam karotu. Let him stay there forever. Let him stay there forever. I do not want him to come back. If it causes even a little bit of inconvenience to him, because he's Maharaj now. And we cowherds should not cause any amount of distress to Maharaj.
Even though it will be in our highest pleasure if Mukunda comes back to Braj, still, if it causes him even a little bit of discomfort, then let him never come here. Even though his not coming to Vraj is the most severe distress to our lives, but if it makes him happy, let him stay here forever.
This, dear devotees, is prema. And there can be no higher degree of prema anywhere in any worlds like this. This prema is never possible in this material world. It is only possible in the domain of the kingdom that Sri Rupa Goswami bought for us. If you are feeling distressed at heart, think of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira. And now you know what it is to suffer. And look within your heart and ask yourselves, is it material suffering or something else? If you are experiencing any suffering, ask your heart, is it material suffering or something else? Or is it the highest pleasure that can be had? Perhaps a few of you will be able to realize why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the final years of his life in Gambhira, relishing not the mood of union, but the mood of separation. And of course, he also is not going to stay happy in Mathura. In love, both people suffer. But it is his mistake. It was his desire to go to Mathura. It was not the Vrajavasi's desire that he go to Mathura. It was his own desire. And therefore we should clearly put the blame on that particular individual who caused all this suffering for the residents of Sri Vrindavan.
and he exchanged it for a royal life. Everybody wants to move to the city, isn't it? Everybody wants a good life. And so he left Sri Vrindavan, not realizing that he'll never have to pick up the flute ever again. In Mathura, he started crying alone. The only person who noticed was Uddhav. And Uddhav was sent as a messenger. And how many times should Uddhav put his reputation at stake for this person? Once is okay. Even Uddhav won't put his reputation at stake for this person twice. His friend, his minister, refuses to put his reputation at stake. A question should be asked, if in Mathura and Dwarka he has any well-wishers. Because in Vrindavan, if there is somebody crying, there are 10 people to console them. But in Mathura and Dwarka, when he cries, the big Maharaj cries alone. And please tell me, dear devotees, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, shouldn't such a person have to cry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Say.
Yes.
Doesn't such a person deserve to cry?
Yes.
Our big problem, you could have cried, but you put all these wonderful Vrajvasis in suffering, that is a bigger problem for us. You cry all you want in Dwarka, but you put Vrajvasis in suffering, we are not able to see that. Decades passed, and after 4 decades, there was a solar eclipse in Kurukshetra. And in that solar eclipse, on the pretext of taking a bath, the solar eclipse, all the Yadus came to Kurukshetra. And when they came to Kurukshetra, on the same pretext, the Vrajavasis also came there. And so after more than 40 years of not seeing each other, the Vrajavasis and Krishna arrived at the same place. And of course he was big Maharaj, so you have to take appointments to meet him. And of course they were given a scheduled appointment time to meet Maharaj. And inside a tent, after more than 40 years, the Vrajavasis arrived inside that big tent, and the soldiers said, all of you stand in this one direction. Sit here, Maharaj will come in some time. Sit down. All the Vrajavasis sat down on the floor. And then the soldier announced that Maharaj is here. And after all these years, he entered into that tent. And the Vrajavasis looked at him after more than 4 decades. Sri Rupa Goswami says in Ujjwal Nilmani, the definition of prema is sarvatha dvamsa rahitam satyapi dvamsa karane. Even if there are a million reasons for the relationship breaking, if it doesn't break, then you have prema. And so any other ordinary relationship of the material world would have long ago broken if people were separated for 40 years, more than 40 years. But this was Shri Krishna's first love, and this was Shri Radha's first love. And therefore, this prema continued as it is. And after 40 years when he arrived, he went inside, and when he looked at Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, he cried out and he embraced both of them. He met all the gopas, his friends, everybody he met. His eyes are searching for that one set of eyes that he has not glanced in for more than 4 decades. Whose eyes are that, dear devotees? Srimati Radha. And he tries to find those eyes, but finally he notices that there is a married lady with her veil over her head. So on the pretext of telling everybody that it's nice to meet you, please have some food, you must be hungry, he sends everybody outside, but he indicates to the gopis to stay behind. And when everybody goes out and only the gopis stay behind, Bhagavan comes in front of Sri Radha and falls at her feet. Sri Rupa Goswami records what he said in the Padyavali. The meter is Mandakranta. Please sing after me. Kim padante luthasi vimana swamino hi swatantra.
Kim padante luthasi vimana swamino hi swatantra.
Kanchit kalam kvachid abhiratas tatra kaste parada.
Kanchit kalam kvachid abhiratas tatra kaste parada.
Agaskaranyahamiha yaya jivitam tadviyoge. Bhartri prana sriya iti nanu tvamma maivanu neya. Kim padante luthasi vimana. Vimana, oh pagal, oh foolish person, why are you falling at my feet? Don't you know? Swami no hi swatantra. Kings are independent always in their decisions. Yeah, it's a fact. Kanchit kalam kvachit abhiratas. Some time back, many decades ago, you fell in love with us. But you are a king. And kings can fall in love with any number of ladies. Tatra kaste aparadha. There's no fault of yours. Agas karini aham. Actually, I am the sinful one. Sri Radhas, I am the sinful one. Iha jivitam tvad yoga. I stayed alive after being separated from you. I don't care if you loved me or not. It was a fact that I loved you. And I should have given up my life after you left. I knew my responsibilities. I should have died after you left. Bhartre pranastriya. It is said that the life of a lady is in her beloved. And my beloved, you went away, so my life should have gone away. But it didn't go away. Maybe there was a big fault in me because of which my life didn't go away. Kaste aparadha. There is no aparadha on your side, Maharaj. Don't fall at my feet.
Dear love, why do you fall at my feet? You should know that those who are great kings and masters are independent to do whatever they want. Accidentally, you happen to fall in love with me for some time. Where is your fault in that? It's actually me who is at fault. For I am still alive even after being separated from you. You are my love, and I should have died in your absence. It seems I do not have that love. Please do not ask for forgiveness from me.
I am nobody to forgive you. So please don't ask for forgiveness now. He noticed that she is not looking at him in the eye. And what went on in her mind at this point of time is recorded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favorite poet, Sri Chandidas. Sri Chandidas enters her mind and speaks what Sri Radha was thinking about at that point of time. Please sing after me.
Bandhu ke yaar bole botore. अपना खाया बिरद करेनु रहित नारेनु करे
बंधु की यार बोली बोतोरे फ्रेंड व्हाट शुड आई से टू यू नाउ आफ्टर फोर डेकेड्स व्हाट शुड आई से अपना खाई आई कंज्यूम्ड माय सेल्फ प्रीति करेनु बाय फॉलिंग इन लव विथ यू दैट वाज माय बिगेस्ट मिस्टेक I consumed myself by falling in love with you. Rahite nari nu ghare. I lost everything. I don't even have the piety remaining to attain a good human life next time.
Kamana kare ya sagare mareva. Sadiva mane rasada mare aaye va nandara nandana mare aaye va nandara nandana kare varada
kamana kari I have only one desire now sagare mariba I will die in the ocean with this one unfulfilled desire and dear devotees we have heard that anybody who dies with an unfulfilled desire gets it fulfilled in the next life so I'll die with one unfulfilled desire sadiva maner sadha Through this desire, I will finally get what I want. And what is that desire? Mariya haiba nandana nandana. Next life, I'll become Nanda's son. Tomara kariba Radha. And you become Radha next time. Next time I'll appear in front of you as Nanda's son. Next time you will be Radha.
Piride kariya chadiya jaiva.
Piride kariya chadiya jaiva.
Raiva gadamba dale. Trivanga haiya murali muriva.
Piriti kariya chadiya jaiba. Loving you as Krishna, I'll appear as flashes of Krishna in front of you and then I'll disappear. I'll show you next time.
Rahiba kadamba tale. Then again I'll appear under a kadamba tree. Tribanga haiya murali puribo.
Threefold form, I will appear in front of you as flashes of vision. I will be playing the flute. Jakhana jaiba jale. Whenever you go to the waters of the ocean, I will appear in front of you.
Murale suneya murachaiba. Saja gulera bala. गए तबे से जाने वो पीरित के मन ज्वाला
मुरली सुनिया नेक्स्ट टाइम व्हेन यू हियर माय फ्लूट यू विल फॉल अनकॉन्शियस सहज कुलेर बाला नेक्स्ट टाइम यू विल बी द इनोसेंट माइंडेड गर्ल नॉट मी चंडीदास सेज ओनली देन यू विल रियलाइज Piriti ke man jala, what it is to burn in love. Not otherwise. Dear devotees, Did Sri Radha's words come true?
Yes.
Look there, dear devotees. Next time you will faint. Next time in the ocean you will drown. You will have the same desire that I am having this time. Next time you will fall unconscious. Chandidas appeared much before Mahaprabhu. And therefore he was Mahaprabhu's favorite poet. He predicted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu much better than the Srimad Bhagavatam predicted. Dear devotees, I wish to leave you all at this point of time. It is said, Madhurena Samapayat, end nicely, isn't it? But I don't want to do that. Because when I end nicely, you'll all go happily and say it was a very nice lecture, we were all happy. So I'm sending you off with this. And carry this in your hearts. And know that the pleasure of crying for Krishna is more than the pleasure of seeing Krishna. Of course, that particular devotee, Sri Radha, who was not glorified so much, we should glorify her. And hence, here is one last verse, a newly composed verse, dear devotees, for glorifying Sri Radha. If I have the permission of all of you for one last time, dear devotees.
Haribo.
The verse is in the meter, Shardul Vikriditam. Let's sing together.
Mridvi Hallak Raj Deepti Jaika Sampushti Darshasya Sa Tasmai Rishta Sudhamritabdhi Janani Teshasya Sadam Shika Nitya Parshad Samstuta Vrajapate Satushti Samsadhika Karunya Mritamata Notu Nitara Saradhika Radhika.
Please read.
She is self-lived, the conqueror of beauty, the best of reddish lotus flowers, the bestower of spontaneous devotion on the devotee followers of the great souls, the producer of auspicious oceans of nectar for such devotees, the destroyer of the influence of Kali Yuga, eternally existing, comprehensively glorified by her associates, the complete arranger of the satisfaction of Vrajapati, Krishna. May that worshipper of Krishna, Sri Radhika, expand the nectar of her mercy constantly.
Wait, dear devotees, wait. We'll plot the verse on a wheel. Dear devotees, let's take the first line. We'll plot from bottom left to top right. Please sing along with me.
Mridvi Hallak Raj Deepti Jaika Sampushti Darshasya Sa.
The second line we will plot from top left to bottom right.
Tasmai Rishta Sudhamritabdhi Janani Deshyasya Sadam Shika.
The third line we will plot from top to bottom.
Nitya Parshada Samstuta Vrajapate Satushti Samsadhika.
It ends below at Ka. We start here and go circle wise on the wheel.
Karunyamritamatanotu Nitaram Saradhika Radhika.
stop, dear devotees. There's something more. If you look at the third and the sixth letter from the circumference, you will notice that there is a message hidden. Haripashadam Saradha Sampushyatu. May that same Sri Radha give nourishment to this. Haribol. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. So it's 6:30. I think it's one minute. I'll pause here and we'll take question and answers tomorrow.
You say
tomorrow? Tomorrow, yeah. Yeah. Because it's 6:30, I wish to stop in time. But thank you so much, dear devotees. Thank you, Maharaj, so much for...
Could you see the heart is moved? And what he saw is one move of love. The love and separation which Srimati Narayana celebrates in another verse as even higher than that of meeting, because when she is feeling that what in this world is known as agony, but there is such fun in this. She sees Krishna many ways, many forms coming everywhere. Only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Now, today our installation is holy, the festival of colors. These colors represent different moods of love. And as Hari Prasad entered with this most relishable presentation, really. I saw amongst the colors the color green. This color represents the mood of separation. Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Thakur is so dear to Radha. Was living his deity for some time when he was in seclusion with grief, and as representative of all of you, I wish my wish is that Hari Prasad will be colored more and more.
This is what we want.
That is a good color, no?
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There was actually a holy festival in one of the other